Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There will be lots to discuss on happenings with the Biden administration, folks. Much of what you see in the news is kabuki theater. It's an attempt to make anything Biden does look effective. For example, oh, the hostages, they start releasing hostages. What choice do they have? And by the way, let me tell you the hostage thing the way I see it. We tell Qatar, if you can get the hostages, we'll pay you. You act like you're doing the work. So Qatar, whatever you want to call it, they contact Hamas and say, look, U.S. just made us a deal we can't refuse. They're going to give us billions of dollars. There's some backdoor stuff going on here. And if you'll play ball with us and act like we're doing this, we can get a lot out of it. And they go, okay, no problem. Here's two hostages. And you know what Blinken said? It ain't enough. They got to do more. Here's a clip.
Thank you for being here on a very big Sunday. I want to start with the hostage situation. As we reported, of course, those two American hostages have been released this morning. Hamas has come out with a statement saying they are prepared to release two more hostages. What can you tell us about that? Do you see this as a credible offer coming from this terrorist organization?
Well, first, Kristen, we've been working on this from day one. Engaged with different partners in the region, sending clear messages about the need to immediately and unconditionally release all of the hostages. And it was gratifying to see that Judith and Natalie Ronan were released yesterday. I had a chance to speak to them as well. They sounded strong of mind, strong of spirit, but there remain many others. And we're hopeful that more released, but the bottom line is this. They need to be released, each and every one of them, now, unconditionally.
Do you take this word by Hamas that they are potentially prepared to release two more hostages seriously? Is the U.S. government, for example, working with Qatar to make that happen as we speak?
Well, acts are what speak, not words, particularly coming from Hamas. But we've been engaged, as I said, with partners. So one of the first things that I did after the horrific attack of October 7th and hostages were taken, men, women, young children, elderly people, it's extraordinary, was to talk to everyone we could who might have influence with Hamas in terms of releasing them. In the instance of Judith and Natalie, I again want to thank the government of Qatar for playing a very important role in getting them out and now on their way home to see their loved ones.
Can I just cut to the chase on this? He didn't do anything. He contacted Qatar and said, will you help us out? And they said, what's in it for us? And he gave them something. Look, we aren't going to know. But I'll bet you, let me put it to you this way. We already know what they're willing to do. They're willing to give money, billions of dollars. And here's Senator Tom Cotton talking about just how bad these things are. Well, you know what? Before we get into that, I want to also mention this. They always talk about we engage with partners. And then what did he do? He says, well, we got these partners to do our bidding. And then I always love when they give you the litany. They took men. They took women. They took children. They took old people. Yeah, they did all that. Surprise. They took hostages. They didn't take enemy combatants. They took people that were doing nothing. They took citizens. And he tries to act as if he's sanctimonious. He cares about these people. Judith and whatever the name of the other person. Judith and blah, blah, blah. We're so happy we got them back. You didn't get them back. You had to go to Qatar. Why is it that the United States government had to broker through a partner? And you're not going to know what it took. Let's play the clip from Cotton if we've got time for it.
Senator Cotton, I just want to ask you this. You know what the Iranian regime is capable of. You and your friends experienced it. Is this what Biden has done with Iran anything short of appeasement or even worse, the rearming of an enemy that is spreading terrorism, that wants nukes and basically wants to destroy the West?
Mark, what Joe Biden has done, and really what Barack Obama and Joe Biden both have done for almost 11 years now, is abject appeasement of Iran. And it's not because they're foolish or naive or inexperienced. It's their ideological commitment to elevate Iran, to atone for what they think are America's sins against Iran. The nuclear deal was just a part of that. The relaxing of sanctions is another big part of it. Barack Obama gave Iran hundreds of billions of dollars worth of sanctions relief. And since Joe Biden took office, he's given them tens of billions of dollars of sanctions relief. Not just the $6 billion ransom for hostages that he paid last month, notoriously, but by not vigorously enforcing sanctions on oil exports, for instance. And of course, this money has helped fuel Iran's campaign of terror throughout the Middle East, supporting Hamas, supporting Hezbollah, targeting Americans. The atrocity that Hamas perpetrated on October 7th, Mark, was not just the worst slaughter of Jews since the concentration camps of World War II. It also killed 30 Americans, one of the worst terror attacks against America since 9/11. Iran was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Secretary of Defense admitted to me under questioning earlier this year that Iran and its proxies have attacked Americans in the Middle East more than 80 times since Joe Biden took office, and we've only responded 4 times. So, of course, Joe Biden, just like Barack Obama, have engaged in 11 years of abject appeasement, always conciliating Iran and giving them one-sided concession. This is a regime that hates America and hates Israel, wants to destroy both of us. So they have seen that not as an opportunity to try to become a normal nation, which they don't want to be, but as a sign of American weakness.
And there you have it. And, you know, when you talk about weakness and strength, the interesting thing is, people think that when you speak of strength, that you're bragging, that you're toxically masculine and you just want to beat everybody up. Zero to do with it. The toughest guys I know don't care that you know. What they care about is, as we used to say when I was training, we would say, leave, you know, there was a commercial for a credit card, and it was like, leave your reservations at home or something like that. And the idea was, I think it was American Express. And so the thing for us was, leave your reservations at home. In other words, when you go out in the street, you're not worried about somebody bothering you because you're prepared. And that's what America is supposed to be, prepared. And we're not prepared, not under Joe Biden. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have a policy of appeasement under Obama and Biden for 11 years. Abject appeasement. That's what Senator Tom Cotton has to say. Those two have an ideological commitment to elevating Iran. The nuclear deal was only part of that. The relaxing of sanctions, and that's what Joe Biden did when he gave $6 billion back to Iran. Trading five for five, they got $6 billion and sanction relief. Hundreds of billions of dollars given to them in sanction relief by Obama, tens of billions of dollars given in sanction relief by Joe Biden, letting their oil get out. They should have been sanctioning oil exports, but they weren't. And what has that money led to? The supporting of terror groups, Hamas and Hezbollah, the spreading of evil across the world, not just in Israel. This is across the world. They have people at the ready. People that are marching in this country who hate America but want to be here, don't want to live in their crap hole countries. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Tom Cotton says Iran is responsible for the death of hundreds of U.S. troops. They and their proxies have attacked us over 80 times, and we've responded how many? 4 times. For those of you keeping score, David, we've been attacked exponentially more than we've responded back. The tragedy of this 2020 election cheat and the coup against Donald Trump is the reality that is the Biden administration. I want to talk to you about Trump's influence here a little bit. Rampant inflation that was not occurring under Donald Trump. Mortgage rates over 8% for the first time in decades. People can't afford the houses that they live in. They can't afford to sell them because they don't want to get a new interest rate that's higher than what they have. Maybe they've got a 2% interest rate, a 1%, worst case, 3%. Been doing nothing but rising since Joe Biden did. Look at the numbers. Don't talk to me about it. I mean, don't take my word for it. Look at the numbers. This is what's going on in this country. People are deciding between food, medicine, a place to live. They have to weigh each of those things. Do we eat enough or do we pay our rent? Can we put gas in our car or pay our rent? It doesn't matter if you work. You're working for less money even if you're making more under Biden. You're working for less because inflation. And they give you, oh, it's 16, 7%, 8%, whatever. Who knows? I'll tell you this. Go buy the stuff you normally buy and tell me that it's only X percentage or whatever. It is a lie. It is a blatant lie. The government of Barack of Joe Biden says, grin and bear it. It's all good. Inflation is good for the economy. The same people that told you, get the jab. And if you think I'm going to let these putzes that came to me talking about, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. I don't spread misinformation. I give my opinion. And if you like it, take it. If you don't, move on. No problem. No harm, no foul. But you know what? Generally speaking, I'm right. And I was right on COVID, the vaccinations. I'm right on the coup. I'm right on January 6th. I'm right on Trump being innocent and Joe Biden being the biggest crook we've ever put into office, along with his son. I'm right on these people doing treasonous things. Because if Donald Trump were doing it, I'd be accusing him of treason. The reason we're in this proxy war, fighting Joe Biden's war with Russia, is because Joe Biden is compromised. The reason why Iran can run roughshod over the idiot in charge is because he's compromised. And every country on this planet knows it. And even the Democrats know it in America. But they won't do anything. Why? Because of that fear of Donald Trump. And they better fear him. Stupid wars we're fighting for no reason. We aren't sacrificing troops, folks, but we're dumping a lot of money. And for what reason? To cover for the Biden crime family. But they're not the only ones invested in this subterfuge. The crooked DOJ plays its part as well. And you would think that we would have people principled enough inside of the DOJ to say, look, no matter who's in office, we will enforce the law. Nobody can be above the law. But you know who is? The Hillary Clintons of the world. The Barack Obamas of the world. The Chuck Schumers. The Biden family. That white trash Biden family, how dare you? Including the Clintons. Making these people above the law. Overlooking real crimes, prosecuting fake crimes, and what is undoubtedly, unquestionably a dual system of justice. More is going to break on this Biden crime family and their minions, folks. Be patient. Be patient. It's coming. More will break. And no matter what news I give you today, no matter how you take it, I'm going to promise you this. We are doing wonderfully. We, the conservatives, the people that matter in this country, are doing fantastically. You should relish what's going on in this country because these are the things that validate you. And I'm going to tell you about some things right now that are going to make you, you're going to say, whoa, Kevin, you're right. You're right. Thank you. Before I get to that, I want to thank you for something else. 500 people, I'm asking. 250 each. $20 a month support our operational budget. $20 a month, support the radio show. If you're listening to this show, getting any kind of enjoyment or whatever you need from it, and you've got the coin, I don't want anybody sacrificing. I talked to a gentleman the other day. He's a veteran. He served. He says, Kevin, I don't have any money. I said, sir, you don't need to. You don't need to. You do what it takes for you to survive. I get it. I don't want what you cannot give. But for those of you who can, I'm asking you, be one of the 500. And I know some of you are good enough, you're going to do both. I know that. I know your hearts. And I thank you for doing that. So if it ends up being 480 or 467, but it's 250 each, which allows us to operate, it's a chump change amount of money. But here's the deal. I can't keep doing it. Just that simple. I know, hey, Kevin, we got kids and grandkids we got to take care of, etc. I get it. I know you do. And, you know, everybody's got what they... I'm not asking people to do what you can't do. But for those of you who can, you need to go to the Kevin Jackson Network. Chris has got it. And if he doesn't have it set up, let me know. But we are going to post your names, just your first name and last initial, on the website, a little meter on it, and tell you where we are. Now, some people are already doing it. It's not much. It's not much. I'm glad that they are. My college buddies, I think Dale is $25 a month. Dale, you're already in. Don't worry. We got you. And then there's some people that were grandfathered that gave us a ton of money up front. They get grandfathered in. But what we need is fresh blood, people that are kind of willing to help us. Because if we're going to break this crime syndicate that we've been talking about, it's going to take a big effort.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's completely recovered from health issues that led him to freeze while taking questions from reporters. The House remains without a speaker going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum held last night to hear from those who filed to run with an internal election slated for today. The U.S. is bulking up military forces in the Middle East. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate into a broader conflict. A superfog took over a part of Louisiana this morning. 7 people killed, at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles damaged. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yeah. Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talked the other day about the Louisiana governor's race. And the guy who won it won with 51.6% of the vote. Rounded up 52%. Closest person to him was a Democrat at roughly 25%. The only Democrat in the field. 14 people total. So understand this. 13 people split roughly 48% of the vote. And of that, there was only one Democrat. That Democrat got 25% of the vote. So the other Republicans got roughly 23%. Why couldn't this Democrat do better? If there was a dominant Republican, 52%, I would, as I told you, I'd expect the Democrat to get 46, 45, something like that. It would still be a landslide by today's standards. But folks, in a time of cheating, in a time of electioneering, in a time of fake news narratives, and Republicans are evil, a Republican replacing a Democrat governor got 52% of the vote, which meant didn't necessitate the need for a runoff election because he trounced his competition. I can bet the Democrats are hoping that the Republican would get under 50%, which would have required a runoff between him and his challenger. And then it could have been made into a really tough race. You want to know why? You already know the answer. Because Democrats would have cheated. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I talked about it the other day. Jeff Landry. No kin to Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys. But Jeff Landry wins that race crazy numbers. And you know what it is? It is a bellwether for what everybody around this country is thinking. Don't think Louisiana is Trump country. This is a brash New Yorker that tweets mean. He's a mean-spirited guy. Whatever the reasons, you hate him. Why did the guy that he endorsed, the guy that made a commercial with Donald Trump, how could he possibly have won that big? How is it even possible? Well, he did. And I keep warning people, the left is going to tell you, the only way the left can beat Donald Trump is they got to try to beat him in the courtroom. They got to try to put the man away. And do you know there are people out there saying, I don't even care if he didn't do anything wrong. I want him arrested. How dare you? They make no bones about it. The Democrat strategy and the Rhino Uniparty strategy is get Trump arrested. No matter what. How about that? You can't beat him So you got to, the only way you're going to do it is to put him away. And you think black men and other people aren't noticing this, that when they target you, this is what they do? It doesn't matter who you are. When they want you, they'll get you. If you think that's going to play with the brothers, you are so wrong. Brothers, see it. Finally. I told you guys about this brother. He robbed banks to pay for Shakespeare to go into to teach Shakespeare to the black community. This dude is a member of the Nation of Islam. And you know who pardoned him? Donald Trump. I was on the phone with him 2 years ago. Couldn't believe it. He was like, yeah, Kev, you ain't going to believe who'd pardon me. Who? Donald Trump. What? Donald Trump didn't care he was Nation of Islam. He's like, look, the guy wanted to teach Shakespeare to inner city black kids. I know he was robbing banks. It's the wrong thing to do. But he's made restitution. I'm pardoning him. How many people do you think know that story? How many people in the black community do you think know that story? That's a story all of its own. Can you imagine? I don't know how they do it, but it's people bringing their people to Donald Trump. Remember when Kim Kardashian brought that lady who was a drug mule serving decades? Because she brought drugs in from somewhere. People committed murder, served less time. I got a friend, I told you about him, Shaveen. He took money out of his own trust fund to buy his girlfriend at the time a car. And he served 16 years in prison. Shaveen laughs and says, I serve more time in prison for robbing myself than people do for murder. Anyway, back to Trump. He's making headway. Not just in America. The Louisiana race, folks, is the bellwether for every race in the country. We dominate them. We dominate the left. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute about some ladies in the feminist movement when I was at a ball game. Let me tell you how Donald Trump influences overseas. Everywhere they are practicing austerity, where they got a leader that's a part of what they call the right wing, the conservatives, they are winning. And here's one from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Argentines were going to the poll on Sunday as frustrated voters weighed the handing the presidency to an anti-establishment, right-wing populace who has shaken up the political system and pledges to drastically overhaul the state. Sound familiar? Javier Milei, a self-described anarcho-capitalist, who admires former U.S. President Donald Trump, sent shockwaves through the nation after receiving the most votes in the August primaries. The Economist and first-year lawmaker said he will be slashing public spending, halve the number of government ministries, eliminate the central bank, and replace the local currency with the, you ready? U.S. dollar. You think he's doing it because of Biden? Or do you think he's doing it because of Trump? See, when you start talking about what you export to the world, this is what you should be talking about. You know what we currently export? Abortions. We export no justice, no peace. That is what the Palestinians are shouting as they march all around the world in support of terrorism. No justice, no peace. Yeah, you're welcome, leftist enabler of silly blackness in this country, the people who let black people who have got it made in America export the worst of our culture, that we say no justice, no peace, as if there's no justice in America for black people. What a crime. That is a criminal thing to do. I hated traveling when I traveled internationally a lot, and people would say, so Kevin, I want to discuss with you the plight of the black man in America. And I was like, well, the plight of what? What are you talking about? You're oppressed, my brother. Really? How so? You know how many people that I talked to throughout Africa, and they would tell me how oppressed I was as a black, and I would go, you know, it's really funny. None of the black people want to come here. You say we're oppressed. I've been to 22 of these countries. None of us want to come to where? To the motherland. I've not seen one ship, one boat, one airplane, no, nothing of anybody wanting to come here. But you know what I find every country I go to in this on this continent? You want to come to America by the... It's unbelievable how much you want to get to America. And I've told this story before. I had a friend come from, Uganda. I don't remember where, but he came in. We got him a hotel room and he's there. And we had just left, said, make yourself home. We'll come back and get you, go to dinner. You know, welcome to America. And he calls me up. Kevin. Yeah, what's up, man? I'm in the hotel. The water. What about it? It's running. I go, the water runs in the faucet. It's called a faucet, and the water runs. But Kevin. Yeah, man, what? It's clear. Clear. He couldn't believe it was running water, and it was clear. It doesn't take much to impress these people. So they want to come over here, but we're exporting nonsense. Until Donald Trump came in and we started exporting. You want to know what it was, folks? Excellence. That's what we were exporting. It's like the days of Jesse Owens. You go, okay, they're oppressing you in your country. You know what you tell others? I don't care. Freedom exists here and it's going to come. It's coming. I'm betting on it, said Jesse Owens. And when I go to Europe, I'm going to show that man that black people have a purpose in life. And he did it. And it invigorated all of us. To this day, I still get excited watching Jesse Owens get 4 gold medals against this guy that believed that Aryans were better. And you know what Donald Trump does? He says, despite all this negativity and this prosecution of me and all these things that America's doing to me, I'm going to export excellence. And when I go around this world, I'm going to show you what America's done for me, my family, and all the people that are associated with me, and how many people got lifted up because the ocean rose for all of us. And the left can't stand him for it. How dare you let a people believe that America is really good, that there's something to be gotten from America? How dare you do that, Donald Trump? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're all in on Trump. If you run against Trump, you're now the enemy of Trump. If I was friends with DeSantis, I'd be like, don't do it. You can't beat that guy. You just can't. When that guy gets out there and he's waving to people and they're going crazy, you're not beating that. And the fact that he was the president for 4 years and the country was in a great economic situation, and it looked like his policies were actually effective, and that it looked like the unemployment was down, all business was building, regulations were being relaxed, more things were getting done. You know, when you look at it from a policy perspective, if you just look at it on paper, what he did was effective.
That was Joe Rogan stating the obvious. But he's not the only one that feels that way. Many of us feel that way. Many of the people who are abandoning the Democrats feel that way. Why would you run against this guy? I could play DeSantis clips all across the thing. In fact, one of my friends called me and says, hey, Kevin, do you want the governor to give you a phone call? And I was like, well, sure, I'll talk to him. And then he got mad. Oh, you're not showing enough, you know, want to talk to him. And I'm like, no offense, but I don't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm happy to talk to Governor DeSantis. I think he did a wonderful job in Florida. I don't think he knows enough about foreign policy to shake a stick at. I don't think he knows enough about even U.S. policy to shake a stick at. He's been an amazing governor, and he would be an amazing VP if he were to step up and do what he needs to do. I'm going to get back to this guy in Argentina in a second, but I want to reinforce for you why people like Trump and they're sticky on Trump. And some people love to hate him in the sense that, you know, they want to find a reason not to like him, but then they got to remember their companies are suffering, their families are suffering, their businesses, already said that, are suffering. Companies and businesses are the same thing. I feel like I'm, you know, Kamala Harris at this point. But I think you get the point. Trump winning upsets the entire political ecosystem to such a degree that they're willing to put this man in jail. And they don't care that the majority of the people like Donald Trump. They don't even want to admit that Trump's influence on elections is the biggest endorsement you could possibly get. That and what the Democrats are doing to this country. And in fact, I'll even concede this. What the Democrats are doing is bigger than Trump's endorsement. But you put the two together and you give people the memory of what it was like to live under Trump and you get it. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a conspiracy against you that you have no idea about. And let me tell you, people listening to this show, you're lucky that people like me are on the inside talking to you about the WEF, the World Economic Forum, telling you what their plan is to get rid of your cars, to make you so sufficient on the government that you will capitulate to anything they ask you. The government doesn't want you to harvest your own water. They don't want you to grow your own food. They don't want you to sell your food to anybody else if you do have it. It's only for personal consumption. Do you know that they want to go after the Amish? They're going after an Amish guy because he provides eggs or dairy products to other people? On some technicality? How did we survive in the past? Off the goodness of others. If your neighbor brings you a plate of food, that's going to be illegal someday. I'm not just telling you this. I'm telling you, look this stuff up. You need champions out there fighting, and particularly those who are willing to go to prison or to die for you. When do you do? How often do you have that? Let me give you an example, or let me give you my answer. Maybe your spouse is willing to die for you. Maybe you're willing to die for your spouse. Maybe you're willing to die for your kids. Are you willing to die for your neighbor? Are you willing to die for a stranger? There are people among you who are willing to do this. They fight tooth and nail every single day because they do not care. They say, this battle has to be fought. I want to play this next clip. Chamath Palihapitiya, whatever. He's another guy that gets it. He figured it out. A billionaire, leftist. Here, you can hear the clip for yourself.
Voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Joe Biden. But this is the honest assessment. The guy did, for the things that he was supposed to do, a good job. And for where every other president found a way to, frankly, make our situation a little bit worse, specifically around wars, he did not do that. And that is a huge accomplishment that I think needs to be acknowledged. As a Democrat who has been left homeless, who is now definitely in the center, but probably leaning increasingly right, I'm left yet again with an appreciation, despite the messenger, of the message of the Trump administration, because what those guys did was pretty incredible in hindsight. These Abraham Accords, the Accords with Israel and the GCC, the almost accord between Israel and Saudi, to really be able to like find a long-lasting peace is just a real example for the world, and you know, those guys did a lot of really good work. And
it's a miracle, actually, when you look at it. What they did, yeah. You know, despite the fact, listen, I'm no fan of Trump, and I am too homeless.
But this is where it's a political party,
but if you want to objectively look at what they did, it was good work. It was great work.
You have to, and in fact, this is a moment where you have to start to re-underwrite, like, is one's Trump derangement syndrome causing more damage than anything that Trump could have actually done? And I think the answer is yes, because, like, it's now causing us to not see that good work and then embrace and extend it. So much of the work that happened in that administration turns out to have been right. And that's what's so frustrating for me. The work on the border wall. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. Turned out it was right. Issuing long-term debt to refinance when rates were at zero. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. A structural peace in the Middle East, we didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. When are we going to stop shooting ourselves in the foot? And when are we going to actually see and take the time to look past who is saying things and actually listen to them word for word?
Always ask people this, and welcome back everybody. What wakes up somebody? It's different for every person. But something in your life wakes you up to whatever the issue is. And this guy Chambliss, this billionaire who voted for Hillary, who voted for Joe Biden, he gets it. It woke him up. He finally realized what was going on. Look, all you got to do is have a conversation with one of these lefties. If you'll find out they're woke, and I'm not talking about woke in the sense of what left. I'm talking about woke from woke. I want to make a reminder. 500 people. Out of the million people plus that I had on Facebook, the 50,000 I have on Twitter, the shadow banning that's occurring, I'm looking for 500 people to help. I don't care. I don't mean this to sound, it'll sound weird, but I don't care where they come from. What I want is warriors, people that get what we're doing, that are willing to go to my website and say, Kevin, here's my $20 recurring every month. I'm not even going to think about it. It's yours. Do what you need to do. That's what we need. I can do the rest. Doesn't mean that you're not going to want to support something else. I hope we can energize you to say, Kevin, I want to do more. There are many people who have, who stepped up. They've heard the call. They've heard my plea. I'm not begging, and I'm certainly not going to ridicule anybody for doing whatever they want to do with their money. But I'll tell you this. You're being ripped off. You're being stolen from. And if voices like mine go away, you tell me, if you can find a stronger patriot for this country, a person who loves it and who would put his life on the line for you, no matter what, no questions asked, support him. I'll go away. Maybe you got one or two close to you. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't think very many of us exist. Javier Milei, self-described anarcho-capitalist who admires former President Donald Trump, is kicking butt and taking names in Argentina. He received the most vote in the Argentinian primaries, and I don't know whether he's going to win or not, but he's an economist, first-year lawmaker, and he said he's going to do what Trump would do, slash public spending, halve the number of government ministries, meaning he's going to cut the government in half, eliminate the central bank, and go back to the dollar standard. And he made a name for himself when he blasted the political cast on television. 140% inflation in Argentina, a currency that's worthless. He said this, I'm a crusader against the sinister forces of socialism at home and abroad. Argentina, they say, is in for a wild ride. And they're ready for it. And many other areas, folks, around the world are embracing a Trump-like candidate. Don't believe me. Go look it up. These are the most popular candidates around the world. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.